A story strange I will declare, the like was never known. I to you will make appear, and was but lately done, some that were void of grace and shame, merkings and dildos made, and through them o'er their neighbor's wall, this was a hopeful trade. A person of great worth and fame, whose virtues well were known, these sluts were minded to defame, as plainly shall be shown. God blessed her with riches store, she liberal was and free, and daily gave unto the poor, so good a soul was she. But yet some envious neighbors, they envied her happiness, and studied how to find a way their malice to express. Impudently they then did frame, stiff-standing dildos they did make and put in earthen pots, with other things ashamed to speak, made by these foolish sots, which when they shamelessly had done, they threw them o'er the wall, their honest neighbor to torment and vex her therewithal. And being for this thing reproved, they seem it not ashamed, but civil people would be moved to hear such baubles named, where impudence is grounded in, their shame is banished quite. In wantonness and other sin, they fix their whole delight. Good neighborhood is a dainty thing which honest people love, and doth such great contentment bring that malice can't remove. But envy from the devil springs. Civility is banished quite where envy getteth root. They study how to show their spite and glory when they do't. But 'tis a shame to womankind such ugly things to frame, which civil people scorn to mind and are ashamed to name. Let civil people far and near their impudence admire, for of the like I ne'er did hear, nor never more desire. Merkins and dildos made of clouts till now were never known, and they were plastered round about, to several they were shown. At these my lines take no offence, writ for no other end, than to set forth their impudence, where herein did offend. For 'twad indeed a perfect shame that those called womankind mm-hmm.